here we go. It's week 12, and we're all back together in the same room again. To my left, Jared Tim, Broncos fan.
The lone wolf in the crowd
with
here.
His orange mic.
Yep. Isn't it beautiful? Kind of looks like a little bit like a clown, though.
It looks like you're talking into a pumpkin.
I am.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that's what
it works for me.
Oh, and just in case anybody's wondering, I'm Adam. Thanks for introducing me.
I was going around the table, and we got distracted by that bright orange microphone.
You bought it for him.
Hey, well, you know.
Be less forgettable.
Welcome to the show, Adam. I forgot that
you...
I
think it's going to be here.
I forgot you were going to show up because I didn't even think you made your picks last week. So I kept scrolling down to see the scores, and I stopped going because I just assumed that you must not have made your picks.
Well, there's a large part of me that wish I hadn't made my picks because...
Big part?
You know, this last week was horrible because it was the most random week in the NFL ever, people. Let me give you some examples of how this week was the bizarro week in NFL. Because there's always that one week that's bizarro week, right? Like, it's like almost like opposite day.
This is where Adam unrolls the scroll, that goes down the hallway.
Yeah. So here are some things that happened during bizarro week. Ryan Mallett threw his first NFL touchdown. And I'm pretty sure he's the first QB in NFL history to throw his first touchdown to a defensive lineman. That happened.
That did happen.
That was really cool. What a catch.
Yeah. Sean Hill threw for as many touchdowns as Peyton Manning did in a game, playing head-to-head.
All right.
I totally forgot all about that.
That's bizarro. The Bears D held a team to under 14 points.
At home.
That's the most bizarre thing I've heard of all week.
Right.
At home.
Yeah. Here's another one for you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers blew somebody out. That happened. The New Orleans Saints lost their second game in a row at home.
At home.
That hasn't happened since the Nixon administration, I'm pretty sure.
Or somewhere close.
Yeah. Probably more like the Clinton administration, but whatever. Who's counting? Jacksonville.
Who knows what order presidents are
here's
in
another,
anyway?
Here's another
People
thing.
Don't keep track of
Here's
that.
Another thing that happened during Bizarro Week. Jacksonville didn't lose.
Mm. Yeah.
They didn't play, but they didn't lose. And finally, the last thing that happened during Bizarro Week, a 4-6 football team took the lead in their division in Week 11.
Yeah.
Commanding lead.
Go Falcons.
No wonder I didn't get more than 5 picks right in that week.
That game was a bunch of crap. I told you I was not going to watch that game, and I didn't.
Red Zone made me.
It's like, who is going to lose this game? Who wants to lose it worse?
Ugh, terrible. And the thing is that as a group, as a Seahawker podcast pick'em group, we all struggled, man.
Yeah, yeah. There were some
winners.
How many
points did I end up with? Is it even registered?
There was a winner. We'll get to that.
I can look it up here in a minute. We'll get to the overall standings. I'll let you know what you had. I think you had 6 picks right.
Oh, that's great.
I had 5. I think Brandon had...
I had 7 or 8.
7 or 8.
I know that we're tied now, though, overall.
But we're not really, since... screwed me out of my extra 30 points on the Broncos
pick.
You're
going about that one pick
it's
for the
fact.
Rest of the season.
It's a fact, because I picked it before
well, when
it happened.
I beat you by 30, it won't even, or more, it won't even matter.
I hope you lose by 30.
God, he's a dreamer. Just a dreamer. Well, what do you say?
It's pretty tough talk for a guy who only got 50 points this week.
Hey, it was bizarro week. Did I not just tell you exactly why it was bizarro week?
I feel like the nice guy in the room today.
We had a pretty good argument in the first half of the podcast. Right.
Maybe
so.
Bizarro week is
it's
carrying
continued.
Over.
It's continued, and here it comes.
Well, hopefully we get back to regular things in the NFL, starting with the Thursday night game, which... if this doesn't play out how it ought to, I don't know what in the world is going on. Maybe Mercury is actually in retrograde. It's the 7-3 Kansas City Chiefs at the 0-10 Oakland Raiders. Probably the Raiders, huh?
Yeah, I mean, why not? They're at home. They're tough at home.
Yeah.
They have to win sometime, right?
Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
No.
Not tomorrow. So basically, as I'm looking at the consensus picks via the users of all the NFL.com, 5% picked the Raiders. And
5%? That high?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a mom for every player on the roster, right?
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Okay. So there we go, Chiefs. That was a little anticlimactic.
Well, I think back to when we had Raider Ron on the podcast. And I was like, dude, give us something that says you believe in this team. And he's like, yeah. No,
I just can't
not
do
this
it.
Year.
Well,
not
well,
this
well,
year.
Not what would that be? It. What would that be? I mean, what's the promise there? There's no promise in Oakland right now.
Nope. It's hopeless in the black hole, which seems to fit.
The hope is on the horizon.
Yeah. It always is.
Yeah.
Always is.
Maybe. All right. Well, that brings us to our first game of the week. 7-3 Green Bay Packers against Teddy in the 4-6
this
Vikings.
This is officially the first game because the Chiefs Raiders doesn't count.
It don't matter.
No, that don't make no. Never mind. Well, Aaron Rodgers basically has torched the earth the last few weeks.
Wow.
Vikings somehow lose to the Bears.
Yeah,
because it's the Vikings and it's Bridgewater.
Just
it was instead of Teddy, it was more like Teddy.
But
the Vikings did pick up Ben Tate.
That's true
today, so that means nothing. I'm going with the Packers.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers has used up all his touchdowns like Roethlisberger did?
No.
No, he's got more.
Rodgers has plenty of more.
He's got more?
Yeah.
I'm going with Green Bay then.
I don't think Green Bay's using up their touchdowns. I think they are kind of peaking. You wonder if the team is peaking a little bit too early. You look at the Packers and you look at the way the Patriots are playing right now.
Yeah.
And if this was going in, if this was the end of the season this week, those would be two scary teams that you wouldn't want. They're going to be tough teams in the playoff anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, those are two of the hottest teams right now.
That's a good point.
Packers are going to continue and beat the
In Minnesota, Packers. This game will actually be outside, too.
It will be.
Which the Packers don't care.
No. No, they don't care.
So 96% of everybody picks that as well.
More people went with...
with the Raiders than the Vikings.
Than the Vikings.
Yeah,
people don't make sense.
No, they don't make sense. Well, here's another team that gets a 4% chance. The 2-8 Tennessee Titans with a burger at quarterback against the 7-3 Philadelphia Eagles with a butt fumbler. So it's a burger against the butt fumbler. Ooh. Who you got?
Ooh, this is going to be kind of a fun one because it's still Mark Sanchez. And then the Titans, they played the Steelers tough this last week.
And Mark Sanchez in Green Bay showed us all he is who we thought he was. Yeah. So, you know, actually, you make a good point. The Titans played the Steelers actually pretty tough. They look good on defense. They got to Ben Roethlisberger all day long. The pass rush was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Sankey is a good running back. You're a Snanky.
I guarantee that's the first time you ever said that name.
Bishop Snanky. Yeah, I'm not a University of Washington fan, so, you know, I never really said that. And Mettenberger actually looked serviceable, completed a couple bombs, that sort of thing. I'm taking the 4%. I'm going Titans.
Ah, damn it. I was this close to picking them. And I was like, this is one of those picks where I just shouldn't do it. Because I have a lot of those picks every week. I'm just going to go with this team. I don't really know why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that because I really wanted Tennessee, but I'm going to go with the Sanchez.
Going with the Sanchez. All right.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Eagles this week. I think the home game, I think they, if the Titans were at home, it would maybe make this game a little more interesting. It could be interesting, but yeah, going Eagles.
Okay. All right. The 1-9 Jacksonville Jaguars coming off their defeat of the bye week. Nice win for them against the 6-4 Indianapolis
Colts.
They
owned that bye week.
They destroyed that bye week. Yeah. They got better as a team, I feel like.
Yeah, they did. Andrew Luck. That's what I'm saying at home. Oh, Jaguars. The 1% chance to win this game, or 2% by consensus.
2%.
It gets lower and lower.
And again, I'm not a math major, but the Jaguars get 2% and the Colts get 99% of the vote. So I'm not exactly sure.
101%. You got to give 101%.
Always give 101% when you're making picks.
The pickers are in that case. So
I'm going Colts.
Colts.
Oh, yeah. Colts.
Colts all the way. All right. Kind of an interesting game. The 7-3 Detroit Lions against the 8-2 New England Patriots in Patriotville. Tom Patriot and the Brady. What do you guys think here?
Brandon, as you said before, it's a team that's kind of hit full stride right now, and we'll see how they are going into the playoffs. I think, like you said, I think they'll still be good, but I think this is a team that's not going to be stopped. They're kind of a bulldozer right now, and I don't see this Detroit Lions team really even giving them too much of a game at this point. Now, this is not to say that the Lions are that bad. I just think New England's on a tear right now, and if Gronk is playing, New England's winning.
Yeah, because this is in Patriotville, I got to go with the Patriots, and yeah, they're just playing, especially, like you said, so the Lions, they do have that good front seven, that good pass rush, but one of the things we talked about is really, as far as DBs go, not so strong, and Tom Brady can pick those guys apart.
The Lions are fifth in the league against the pass.
Yeah.
It's also going to be an outdoor game.
You know what, though? I also like Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner on Megatron and Golden. Golden.
Those two have been playing really well. Revis actually played pretty good last week, too. Yeah.
I can see Brandon Browner just planting Golden Tate at some point in this game. I really can. I want to pick the Lions, but it's Tom Patriot, who 85% of the world decides.
That's a lot higher than I would have expected.
Yeah, me too, actually. The 6-3-1 Cincinnati Bengals, and darn them for tying, since I have to say three numbers instead of two every time for their record.
I know. It's
for the rest of the year.
That pisses me off against JJ Texans and the Watts.
Which I'm really mad at you, Adam, because after last week and you give me a hard time all this time about going with the Texans, and then I go against them and they get the win.
Brandon, you didn't hear then, huh? You didn't hear JJ Watt after the game?
No.
He said he was extra fired up for that game and scored a touchdown just because you left the bandwagon. He was really angry about it.
Oh, good. We also just got a letter from Cincinnati saying they're sorry for the inconvenience about the three numbers.
Good. Good.
That's just in.
This just in. We're sorry. Well, this is...
They are sorry. Those sorry Bengals.
This is a tough game, actually, to kind of pick, because I never know what you're going to get.
Which team's going to show up on either side of the ball?
Who knows? And all I know is that J.J. Watt plays all sides of the ball. I'm going the Texans at home.
I'm back on the Texans bandwagon too, Adam.
Well, that means I'm
riding it the rest of the way for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Until they miss the playoffs.
I probably shouldn't.
So
pick
you're getting
since
off right
Brandon
now?
Did.
It's not the end of the season yet.
They've missed the playoffs.
Okay. I think J.J. Watt's actually going to throw for a touchdown this week. And so I'm going Houston.
Oh, I forgot to predict that he'll kick a drop kick. Much like Doug Flutie.
They do need
He's
to
like
line
a utility
him up
player, man.
Yeah, just throw him in anywhere. Yeah. He already has more interceptions than Richard Sherman. So.
That route that he ran in that catch, there's not a lot of guys who can just step in and do that just randomly and keep his knee in bounds.
As a tight end or
anything, let alone a defensive tackle.
Yeah. He's ridiculous.
Whatever, J.J. Watt.
Make me
just
sick.
Do everything you want.
Unbelievable.
Stop being such a good human and everything.
Yeah.
45% of America agrees with us on the Texans.
Ooh.
The 6-4 Cleveland Browns. Hoyer got destroyed last week. I don't know exactly how that happened against the 4-6 Falcons.
Well, what has to happen this week? What has to happen for... Is it possible for the entire division to lose this week and still have the Falcons leading the division?
At 4-7?
There's no division rivals playing each other in the South this week, is there?
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head.
No.
Ravens play the Saints, and the Bucks play the Bears. Yep.
We got New Orleans and Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, that makes it easy for me to pick the Browns then, because I really, really want a 4-7 team leading the division after this week. So, going with the Browns. Going with Hoyer the Destroyer.
I'm going with.
Are they
the
getting Josh
Atlanta.
Gordon back this week?
Oh,
is that next?
I haven't
week?
Heard about that. I think it's next week. It might be. I mean,
what's next week?
Josh Gordon coming back to the Browns?
Oh no, it's this week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he was reinstated. I don't know if he's going to play, but he was reinstated. Yeah. So.
I made my pick. I'm sticking with it. I'm going with Atlanta.
Going with Atlanta.
It was only 2 seconds ago, Jared. It's
I'm
not
going
too late.
With it. I'm so strong on this pick.
A dirty South pick, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
no reason.
I'm kind of torn on this pick because the Falcons are clearly cursed. But
and they're bad.
God hates Cleveland.
Yeah.
And what he did is he allowed them to be good for half a season.
Just enough to break your heart.
Just enough to break your heart. And I want to say they're just going to lose out. And a deflating loss
against... It feels like that could happen, doesn't it?
It really does.
It feels like they're over that hump and it's losing from here on out.
It does, but I just can't bring myself to
be bold, Adam.
I'm going to pick against God and I'm picking Cleveland.
It's your last mistake.
64%. Of America agrees with me on the Browns.
Huh. And that's a lot of wrong people.
Yeah, Gordon is back practicing, it looks like. There's a very blurry picture of him that someone posted on
Which
Twitter.
Makes him extra scary.
That's because the camera was high when
He's
it took
so
the picture.
Fast.
That's the same one they used on Sasquatch, I believe.
Yep, exactly. The 2-8 New York Jets travel to Buffalo in the mounds of snow. The 5-5 Bills, Kyle Orton taking on Michael Vick.
Orton.
The two most diametrically opposed quarterbacks in the NFL as far as styles and athleticism.
A statue and a roadrunner?
I think it's time for a road trip to Buffalo, guys. They're giving out, $10 an hour to shovel out the stadium.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
And game tickets.
Whoa.
So there you go.
Wow.
Road trip to Buffalo.
Not a bad gig. You could almost pay for your plane ticket, or at least 15% of it.
No, Brandon said road trip. We have to leave in like 3 hours.
Yeah, let's go.
We'll
driving
to protege.
Buffalo.
Yeah, we'll take a little protege it out there. Nothing like going across country twice for me in a week.
Yeah, and in the snow too.
Yeah.
Through the snowstorm.
Yep.
I'm going Orton.
I think I'm going Orton too, but the Bills screw me every single week. So
12-9 Buffalo.
that's a good call.
I think that is probably an accurate score.
I have got to stop picking Buffalo. They're really screwing me.
Well, because you picked Buffalo, I'm now kind of second guessing myself on whether or not I should go with the Jets. But yeah, I can't. I got to go Buffalo.
86% of America agrees. Plus, everybody heard in my Who's Better at Life on the regular pod. Dan Carpenter's a really good guy. University of Montana dude, just shoveling snow for old people.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
He should get to shoveling out the stadium, too.
Huh? He already has free tickets, and he gets paid a lot more than 10 bucks an hour. That brings us to...
wait. I think I have a sound effect
button?
For that.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is the toilet bowl of the week, folks, and it sounds a lot like Brandon... Oh, he's ready. Like this. What the hell was that?
There you go.
What was that?
Well, you want me to do it again?
Yeah, that was a couple thrusts and a raindrop.
Maybe I didn't have it turned up quite loud
enough. No, I heard it clearly. I just don't know what that was.
You don't think it was loud enough? I'll do it again.
Okay.
Was that a guy getting hit in Double Dragon on Nintendo and then a drop in a water bucket?
Maybe.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a toilet bowl.
It's our toilet bowl sound now.
That's what I sound like on the toilet.
Oh, wow. I'm more like a...
It's explosive.
Fireworks and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We have very different morning routines, Brandon.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know?
I didn't know you sounded like a Street Fighter character when you're taking a crap.
No, it's actually genius.
I'm glad you guys are coming around. You're starting to see.
I'm fully around. I like it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're funny guys.
That's awesome. Okay. That was one of our listeners' daughters.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, from the back seat of the car.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So the 2-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 4-6 Chicago Bears. I think Jay Cutler will be saying at the end of the day. I don't know.
It's kind of like the Tecmo Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it fast enough.
What was alarming about the way you did it the first time is that there were two huhs, but only one bloop.
Sometimes it takes an extra huh to get it out.
Did it only come like halfway out on the first huh?
You ever had a cough turn?
That seems... I think it has to alternate, though. It has to be like, huh, sploosh, sploosh. It's a good push on the last one. So
Chicago.
Exactly. That's how much I enjoy this game. I'm going with the Bears as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bears.
Okay.
In our toilet bowl.
We should talk about the winners now from last week.
Yes, let's do that. Let me pull it up since I was on the picks here. Give me 2 seconds. In the meantime, while I pull up the picks, let's talk about the beer.
I remember who the winner is. Because it was James, and I remember because there's only one. One winner.
He was not the only winner.
No. There was only one winner.
He was
Adam,
not the only winner
because it doesn't count. I see Barry up there. The Redskin.
Yeah, Barry the Redskin.
He did not win.
He did though.
No. We laid out the rules earlier in the season that if you picked.
See, I looked on NFL.com for this, and I did not see that rule.
No. It was a league a specified rule on our show that if you pick against the Hawks, it's -10. If you pick against the Hawks and the Hawks lose, it's -30.
Is this going to get overturned?
And so, yes, Ramsey's 02 or whatever the username is, disqualified. James is the sole winner this week. I think I'm downgrading Barry the Redskin.
What are you downgrading him to?
I don't like his nickname. I don't think we can call him Barry the Redskin anymore.
He likes it. It's not degrading to him.
It's okay because he's now Barry the Twig. And Twigs and Berries, Barry the Twig. That's what he gets. That's what he gets for picking against the Hawks and finishing at the top.
Okay.
This is for you, Barry.
The upchuck reflex.
No love.
No love for Barry the Redskin. I'm sorry, dude. He's still getting a sticker even though he's a Redskins fan. Yeah, I'm giving him a Hawks sticker.
No sticker for you.
All right.
Either sticker
Nazi. So, yeah. Barry the Redskin.
Congratulations, James. You are the sole winner.
Get us your address, peoples.
Where was that beer you were talking about?
Well, the beer that we were drinking today are not Blue Dolphins. I did a little better after Leo gave me the hard time on Twitter.
Rightfully
so. He said he deserved it.
He piled on, man. Yeah. He piled on after you guys just reamed me last week. This beer is by Byron Brewery, which is fortunately just a block from my house, and that is both great for me and terrible for my liver. It's a great winter beer. Jared, what kind of lager is this?
Winter Märzen lager.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Jared's been practicing. You can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a darker beer.
Lager. That's what it was.
It's a lager.
Yeah.
Jared, what makes a lager a lager?
Catfish.
The way it's fermented. Yeah. Sorry about the word there.
That's all right.
Catfish.
Yep. I think that's what you meant.
That's what he does. He puts catfishes over the cuss words.
And lagers are, I believe, cold brewed, basically. So when they're fermenting, they do it in a temperature that's below like 35 degrees or 38 or something like that, whereas an ale is higher than that in temperature when it's brewing.
All right.
Nice. Well,
there you go. If somebody knows a little bit more about that, feel free to correct me, but I think that's what it is.
And this beer is 5.3% alcohol volume by content. It's a good Montana beer. Great.
What's the Chica scale on this? Remember we used to go over
Brandon,
the drinkability
scale? Brandon overruled the Chica drinkability scale.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, you said you weren't into it. That's okay. But they have tamper-proof pry-off caps. I just read that on...
I've worked with enough people that you go out and have drinks, and you know it doesn't matter who's around the table.
Especially in this town, there's a lot of just everybody, men, women, dogs that drink microbrews too. Right. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So you gonna give me one of those, or are you just gonna sit there and twirl them around in the air and make me look at them?
You're gonna simmer down while I tell you a story.
All right.
The Baron Groomer was originally brewed in the winter of 2011 to help Snowball is a ski hill here in Missoula, commemorate their 50 years in business. This special brew was intended to have a limited run. However, by popular demand, Byron is offering Groomer yet for another ski season. The dark Winter Märzen is brewed with malts specific to this style and two kinds of German hops, Tradition from the Hallertau region of Bavaria. And
you really should have practiced this before we went on, dude.
To Ettenog.
The live read's not working.
Yeah, it is.
Continue.
Fine. It's from the area of Swabia. Take that.
Where is that?
Germany.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's cold fermented, cask conditioned.
Cold fermented. See, maybe I'm onto something.
Yeah. In other words, Groomer is a smooth, well-balanced treat to enjoy at the end of a day on the slopes. It is not recommended that you drink while you're skiing or snowboarding. You might spill your beer.
That's great.
Yep. And there's no drops to spare. So, okay. So since Brandon poo-pooed my live reading, I guess it's back onto the picks here. Let me get back to them.
I guess that's the challenge, is that taking you away from one thing and then having to get back to the pick'em screen on this computer.
I know, because it's slow as balls. So that brings us to the game of the week.
Ooh.
The Arizona Cardinals, 9-1, travel to the clink, 6-4, Seahawks. Jared, now you know the rules of the scoring. I hope you pick accordingly.
So I picked this one.
Last week you might have gotten a zero, right?
I think you probably
adjust the scoring properly.
Well, but you did lose, to be fair, so I picked it right.
Yeah, technically.
I think this could be a good game, but it feels like one of those games with all the crap that's been happening to you guys and the injuries and, you know, people blowing this Marshawn thing out of control. I think this is a game where you guys are going to come out and play awesome against Arizona and kind of put that into perspective. I don't feel like they're a 9-1 team, and I still think that you guys are a better team. I'm going Seattle at home for sure.
We had a pretty good argument about whether or not they were a 9-1 team. And
7-3, I think, at this point is kind of what they feel like to me.
When I look at their record, I see 9-1. I think they've played a lot of teams that I think the win against the Lions really was a quality win, and they've
went against a Whedon-led Cowboys team. That was a great win.
Well,
yeah, barely beat them.
No, they didn't barely beat that. They did. They took care of them pretty well in that game.
It was close to the end.
It started out in the Cowboys' favor because I think the Cowboys had an interception. I think they got out quickly to a 10-0 lead.
I think Wheaton sucks and choked up that game.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they scored a single passing touchdown in that
game. Not big on Wheaton.
I mean, yeah.
But when I think they did beat the 49ers, right?
Yeah.
And they beat the Lions. So, and then they beat everybody that they were supposed to. So, yeah.
One loss was to us, and that was kind of the beginning of our little tailspin, kind of. And they actually played us fairly tough until Stanton went out, and then it was just all, it was all over.
Yeah.
So, I think they're a legitimate 9-1 team.
Yeah. But we both.
But I also think that the Seahawks are going
to
win.
I think the matchups are actually very favorable for the team. We talked about it on the pod. If you want to hear more of Brandon and I's amazing analysis, listen.
You sound so excited about it.
That was my smooth voice.
Smooth voice.
Yeah.
I was more disinterested.
Here's what disinterests me. Only 47% of the public is picking the Seahawks at home.
That's because 50%. I think a lot of people are seeing record.
And we're 6.5-point favorite by Vegas. Vegas even knows.
Mm-hmm. Vegas doesn't know much.
Yeah, well, they know a lot. They don't lose the money on the bets. We know that. So that brings us to the St. Louis Rams, 4-6, coming off a big win over the Denver Broncos. Spanked them down in their own house. Broncos looked a little anemic. Broncos looked a little anemic on offense. I don't know if that was a function of the Broncos sucking or the fact that their offense stinks. But
wow,
is there a difference there in what you said, or are you just trying to hammer that point home?
Just piling on.
Let me tell you what happened in the game last weekend.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, so I don't
our
know.
Defense actually played really well, but our offense couldn't move the ball, so they're out there a lot when they shouldn't have been. And Peyton Manning doesn't want to get hit anymore. He's making terrible throws. He's missing open guys. He is terrified to get hit.
According to Tim Hasselbeck, that's how you know.
That's how you know you're done. You've seen it in the last 3 weeks. Peyton Manning's thrown 2 picks in each game. One of those three games.
No wonder he was so scared to get hit. Did you look at all the guys that went down for the Broncos?
Let's talk about the Broncos, the text of all the injuries.
I mean, that would be an excuse, and I'd love to use that as an excuse. Like Julius Thomas, Andre Caldwell late in the game, Emmanuel Sanders was out, Virgil Green's been missing. Yo, we were down a lot of guys.
Is he on a milk carton?
Yeah.
See, I think the over-under on this game should be how many Chargers players get laid out by the Rams in this game.
Yeah, this is an interesting game to me because, you know, the Chargers are 6-4, but they haven't looked right since the game before Miami,
yeah,
where they got housed. This is tough, but I'm going to go Chargers at home, but I don't feel good about it at all.
No, this is going to be a really interesting game, I think. This is a game that I would probably watch just out of interest. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's at the about the same time.
Actually, I'm switching my pick to the Rams, and here's why. Because everybody sat here on the last pod and told me how inconsequential it was that Sean Hill was starting at quarterback. Seems like he was a difference maker. Just saying.
All right. I'm glad we got that pick switched. It is a win for me picking the Chargers.
And Sean Hill's going to play again.
I'm going with St. Louis just because I remember when I was looking at that San Diego-Miami game, I was like, man, San Diego's going to go win this in the warm weather. I actually think St. Louis is going to blow them out.
Really?
They're going to run all over San Diego.
Who else is with me in terms of users? I want to hear the percent, Adam.
77% of the users agree with Brandon.
Yeah.
I don't think San Diego can stop the run worth a lick.
Yeah. Well, they did against us.
And I think they're going to keep it out of Phillip Rivers' hands.
Trey Mason has been racking up the yards.
Yeah, he has.
Another very interesting game, and I say that without any facetiousness.
Totally a word. Totally.
Look it up.
Facetiousness. You could use that.
You're a facetiousness. 6-4 Miami Dolphins at the 7-3 Denver Broncos, who are now 1-2 in their, last 3 games, reeling.
It's been a rough stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, we're lucky it's at home, but Miami's secondary is...
Their defense is rugged.
Yeah, their defense is good.
How many times have the Broncos lost back-to-back games in the last, I don't know, 3 years?
I don't think it's happened in
the last 3 years. I don't know. What's Peyton's record inside a stadium when it's cold and it's still outdoor stadium?
We haven't because we were 13-3 both years and they were all spread out.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it hasn't happened. I mean, I'm picking Denver in this game, of course, because I'm a homer. But this is exactly one of those kind of games where, man, if you lose this one, you're in a tailspin and who knows where you're going to end up as far as the playoffs go. And the Chiefs are clearly going to win. And so then that would put them up on top. And then we got the Chiefs the week after. And I don't know if Emmanuel Sanders is going to play. I don't think Julius Thomas is going to play. Virgil Green might play. We're thin at running back. Crap.
here's okay. This is what I'm gonna do. This is my official jerk pick of the.
We're gonna win though
of the deal.
No, come on, Adam. You can't go with the Finns.
I'm going with the Finns.
Ooh, and they still look the same
team,
though.
The team that you dislike more than any other team,
except
in the
for when I'm
NFL.
In the room.
That's, and that's who you're going to pick.
That's not true. I hate the 49ers much more.
Well.
But I truly do
really
despise
do
the Finns. Well, I don't know. I hate all the teams Kaepernick wants to play for. here are the reasons why I'm going with the hated Finns. They are number 2 in the league in defensive yards per game, number 4 in the league in points allowed a game, and 2nd in the league against the pass. So it's going to be a tough sled in the pass game. And then on top of that, they're 8th in the league defending the run, and the Broncos can't run the ball a lick. I like
because we don't try. It's not that we can't. It's because we didn't even try.
Can't or won't, Jared?
Won't.
I think
that's the problem, and it's maddening because we've been talking for 3 years how we need to run the ball, but we still don't.
I'm going with 11% of America and choosing the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. And it's not just America. It's the world.
That should be a higher percentage, I think, because I think this is going to be a close game.
It's going to be a really close game.
I think it's going to be a close game, but at the same time, I think that I go back to that Manning losing back-to-back games.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening.
He's done.
He's not done.
He doesn't want to get hit.
He doesn't want to get hit, but he hasn't wanted to get hit for 5 years.
There's lots of quarterbacks that try their hardest not to get hit when somebody's coming at them. It doesn't mean that they're done necessarily.
And this has got to be a rebound game for us. I mean, when we were talking before the show, like all the teams that won this last week, they had more rushing yards. And if you look at the difference in score, like with our game, you know, we got beat soundly, and it's because they had so many more rushing yards than we did. We got to run the ball.
The Dolphins are 6th in the league running the ball.
All right.
We're 1st in rush defense.
Still?
Yeah. I think.
No, you're 2nd.
Damn it. To who?
I don't know.
Who's ahead of us?
I don't know.
That's crap.
Yeah.
Stupid Rams.
I'm not sure if Emmanuel Sanders is going to play in this game.
I'm not sure. He's still going through concussion protocol and stuff. He didn't practice today.
I was
going
to say the percussion protocol. Yeah. That has nothing to do with drums. No, that's what I was going to say. Oh. Has nothing to do with drums. although he did get donged in the head.
Get banged around a little bit.
Yeah.
That was a serious hit. That was a legal hit, though.
Somebody on Wikipedia went and put in his date of death. and place of death, St. Louis.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Like on the Oregon Trail, did he die of dysentery?
It's possible.
Because he couldn't repair the axle.
All right. Moving on. The 3-7 Washington Redskins, where everybody needs to play better, not RG3. And that's at the 6-4 San Francisco 49ers.
Niners. I think Washington sucks.
Yeah. And if Barry's listening, I'm picking the Niners.
You're picking the Niners.
That's twig.
Is that an FU pick for Barry the Redskins for Twig and Barry?
That's a twig pick
for Barry the Twig. Okay, all right.
The animosity is heavy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Niners.
If you pick against the Seahawks in a Seahawks league, pick 'em league,
but
and you finish on top, no.
But he's a
was
Redskins
right.
Fan.
He was right.
Yeah. It still doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
I picked against him last week. I won that pick, and I feel fine.
If he listens to the show, he knows the rules. That's all I'm saying.
7-3 Dallas Cowboys.
It's on simple.
We are simple. 7-3 Dallas Cowboys at the 3-7 New York Football Giants, who couldn't seem to beat the 49ers, even though they were up last week. Thanks a lot, Eli. What's wrong with the Mannings right now?
Five
it's like they have permanent Manning face at all times suddenly.
Let's not bring both Mannings into that. We're on to the second Manning. It's Dallas all the way. Giants.
Isn't he the first
wreck.
Manning? He has more Super Bowl rings.
He's not. That door's so close, I can just feel it.
Yeah.
Hey, last week was a rough week for me.
Good.
Just saying that this week might be just
that was a karma week.
A little rougher week for you. It's going to be a rough week for the Giants because Tony Romo is going to play. It's the Cowboys.
Oh, see, this is the week that I'm going with the minority. I'm going with the minority on this one, and I'm taking the Giants.
Oh, ring up a win for me.
Yeah, I love you losing picks like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I you guys gifted me the Chargers game, so.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
I got to go against the grain at least one pick this week, and this is where I'm taking it.
That leaves us with Monday Night Football, the 6-4 Baltimore Ravens go on the road to the reeling and tied for first place, New Orleans Saints. Well, I guess they're losing the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. 4-6, the Saints. Two home games in a row they've lost.
Do they go three? Do they make it three?
And if they,
I'm going Baltimore because I think their defense is better than all of New Orleans' team.
Yeah, no, I'm going Ravens too because, like I said, if the Saints win this game, then they're at the top of the division. And that can't happen.
Yeah, it can because that scenario that we talked about is going to happen last week. And
wait, what? You want to say that one more time?
Quality.
That scenario that we talked about last week, it's going to happen.
That shall not be named.
Yeah, the one that you hate that I keep bringing up.
No. New Orleans is going to miss the playoffs, Adam.
There's no way on God's green earth Drew Brees loses three straight home games.
It's I don't know. I think they do it against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep, they do it.
You never know what you're going to get with the Baltimore Ravens. They're like a box of chocolates.
What does the rest of America say on this one?
You'd be surprised, but the rest of America is as evenly split as you could possibly be.
Possibly be?
I'm drinking beer, Jared.
51% not to very 51%.
Well. 51% Ravens, 49% Saints.
Oh, they're right. You know, majority wins. Yeah, they're correct here.
Not in America, it doesn't. The Electoral College says
Saints.
The
Electoral College.
So, yeah, that concludes our picks for this week. Now, I hope it's better than last week. That was abysmal. Only two people had more than 100 points. Those were our two winners with 140 points.
Catfish!
Is that catfish to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So AP suspended the rest of the year.
Yeah. NFL said they're not trying to end his career.
No, because he's got more than this year left in his tank.
One thing that surprised me, he's older than Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. That just surprised me a little bit.
What do you guys think about a whole nother suspension on top of the one that he had?
Like
he
didn't have
personal conduct. Well, the whatever he had.
He was on the commissioner's exempt list.
Exempt list, and now he's suspended.
The team put him on that.
What do you guys think about that for the whole year, though? How, like, is that fair or not
fair? Yeah, fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he earned it.
Yeah. Well, he showed absolutely no contrition afterward. That was the thing that shocked me.
He pled guilty.
No, but after it went in his statement afterward.
Oh, I did not hear the
statement. That was pretty bad.
Essentially, he was saying that he'd do it all over again if he
said he's still going to whoop his kid, I think is what he said.
Yeah, exactly. And Goodell's
if you're trying
letter,
to get reinstated into the NFL and be able to play, you know.
2 years and his career.
Well, essentially, I think that was the message that Goodell was sending in his letter, saying
that
until you show us that you can that you know what you did was wrong and that you're not going to put kids in harm, it's
I thought Goodell actually handled this well because he explained why he'd put him on this in the first place. Mm-hmm. He's just like, yeah, you haven't shown any remorse towards what you've done, so this is what you're gonna do.
Goodell needed to get one of these right.
He can't lose them all, right? You know,
well, his public image desperately needed it, so that was a win for Goodell.
It's tough to be ahead of the NFL right now, though, with all the crap that's been going on.
That's true.
It's pretty hard.
That's true. Well, another storyline that I found kind of interesting.
One I wanted to bring up real quick.
Yeah, please.
And it's kind of... Are we not done with the bye weeks? Because we didn't talk about the Panthers at all.
No, we are not done with the bye weeks.
And one of the things that really jumped out at me in the news was seeing that Cam Newton's Twitter account was hacked. And guess what?
What did he write and blame it on a hacker?
No. guess why he was hacked. Guess what? Cam Newton's Twitter password is.
I'm going to say Cam.
Cam Newton 1. pretty strong password.
It
he needs a bit of do better, I think, on that one.
Yeah, you think so?
It wasn't password? Good Lord.
It was the next step up.
Oh, my Lord. Come on, dude.
I think his new password might be Cam Newton 2. I think he changed it.
Yeah.
No, and he
Cam
also,
Newton 11.
And he also
he
capitalized the C and the N.
Put an underscore between the words.
Yeah.
well done. He has a week to clean up his Twitter account now, or go and change his email passwords too. Because you know if his Twitter account password's Cam Newton 1, you know his email account password's Cam Newton 1.
His
Instagram is Cam Newton 1.
And his debit card PIN is 01.
Right. 0001.
I want that debit card.
Yeah, man. Cha-ching. Another storyline that was interesting to me was LeGarrette Smoky Blunt.
Yeah.
Gets cut by the Steelers for leaving the field early.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by this.
I'm not really. They weren't giving him very many carries. He was on his way out.
Surprised that he was cut, or surprised that he left the field early?
I'm not surprised he was cut. His actions spoke pretty clearly that he didn't want to be a part of the team.
He quit.
Yeah. You let him go.
The game was in hand.
You don't leave the locker room. And that's why he was pissed, though, because he didn't get the carries that he thought. So his attitude on the sideline was complete crap.
How many times has this happened in multiple sports and the guy's never cut?
Yeah, but we don't really know the situation with the coaching staff. What if he is their Percy Harvin? Get rid of him.
Yeah.
I think they got rid of. I think it's totally justified. If you're going to quit on your team because you're not getting the carries you think you should, you're a cancer.
Who is Le'Veon Bell going to smoke weed with now? It's a chemistry issue.
They were using his bong. He doesn't need blunt.
Maybe they can bring in Jason Avant. He's kind of a malcontent in Carolina. They cut him.
They did?
After questioning the play calling.
Yeah.
How dare he? they're losing team.
Well, that's what...
Them letting go
of
blunt, I don't think is a... It's not really a shocker to me. It kind of seemed like it was pretty obvious after the last game.
I feel like that's one
happen.
Of those deals where you're just blowing something that
this
doesn't
freaking
matter.
This was the week to cut the malcontents of the league.
Yeah.
Because Ben Tate was let go by Cleveland.
Yeah, what happened there? Because I didn't hear about him complaining.
They do have
really.
A lot of running backs in Cleveland. And it was just kind of like you get rid of one.
Was good, though.
And then LeGarrette Blount, he gets cut. And Jason Avant, cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Champ Bailey retired as a Bronco on Tuesday.
Yeah, he did.
Good for him.
Emotional day for the champ.
Yeah. I was happy to see him come back. I mean, of course he was welcomed. Why wouldn't he be? I mean,
because he left.
It's a good situation.
He didn't really leave to play anywhere. He kind of tried. But...
He did play in practice for the New Orleans Saints.
Talk about practice?
Practice, man. You know, another thing that I thought was interesting and we didn't really get into on the podcast, Brandon, was... all the consternation about Marshawn Lynch that came out. So is this a new pattern with the media? Every time the Seahawks lose, Marshawn Lynch is a malcontent, and every time they win, everything's fine?
Re-sign him to a big contract, mm-hmm. 5 years, mm-hmm. lock it up.
Is that what we're doing now, media?
Well, I mean, you guys are the Super Bowl champs. Yeah, that's what you do. It happens to every team. It's been happening forever this way. You know, you're under a microscope at this point. Every little thing that happens is blown out of proportion. I mean, has Marshawn Lynch really ever been that connected to the routine of his team? I mean, you hear interviews or his interactions with Pete Carroll. Yeah, so we're going to do this. He was like, all right, I'll just read it. Yep. Yeah, we're going to do that. I'll just read it. And then Pete Carroll goes, all right, you just read it. He just does his own thing. I think this was blown out of proportion. When they showed that, I was just like, well, this is probably a reason he's doing it. I don't think it's a big deal.
It's not.
No, it's not a big deal because...
Nothing's changed.
No.
It's the same Marshawn. It's the same relationship. The headline, relationships deteriorating with Coach Carroll, between Coach Carroll and Lynch. Deteriorating, really?
Probably not.
No.
No.
I mean, yeah, he probably won't be back in Seattle next year. Just because of like contract reasons.
Because
but...
he said in his interview that he doesn't really talk to Pete a lot, which makes a lot of sense.
He said he didn't chop it up.
Yeah.
I did see that. I was like, that sounds about like something he would say.
Yeah.
We don't chop it up.
Yeah. Nah, man.
We don't really chop it up.
We don't really chop up like that. I don't know why I just gave Marshawn a Southern accent, but he earned it somehow. I don't know. But yeah, I just found it ridiculous.
But you guys are going to be going through this the whole rest of the season.
It's tough.
You know, that's the way it is.
It's tough.
Oh, yeah, Hart being the reigning Super Bowl champs. That must be
catfish.
Catfishy?
I didn't say the whole word.
He's still
catfish.
There it is.
Yeah. So Marshawn Lynch's wallet is $100,000 lighter.
Because he doesn't care.
You know, if he didn't care, and then this is what I covered in our Do Better segment, was Mike Silver's a lot of these articles that came out this last week. But for one, Lynch gives an interview to Mike Silver, And Silva writes this article. It's no wonder that Lynch doesn't do more interviews, because what he said and what actually ended up in the article, it's like Mike Silva took a first couple quotes that he heard from Marshawn and then put in all this garbage in the middle.
And then put and these then quotes put the, in different spots.
And put the quotes in, but he put the actual real content of the interview at the very bottom. And all the other stuff was regurgitated stuff that's been going on from other stories that have happened this year. It's like, dude, this is new.
I remember they were talking about how he was upset with the Percy Harvin thing, and then they showed like a quote of what he said during the interview. It's like these two things aren't even related in this interview, yet they're
all put in this one article.
Sentence. Yeah, it was ridiculous. It's gross.
Yeah, I'm over the media.
Do better, all media.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you have anything else, Brandon? Anything
I'm good.
No, Jared?
Nope.
Huh. Okay. Well, glad I'm the only one who brought topics for...
well, those were the ones that I brought
Cam
up Champ
Newton,
Bailey.
Password topic. That was very
Sorry,
relevant.
I was wrong.
Champ Bailey doesn't hit it off with Seahawks fans. Who would have thought?
Funny. But I mean, Champ was a great player.
No, it's fine. We don't have to drag this through the mud.
I'm not dragging it through the mud. I'm giving him his
I didn't bring up any good topics.
I think Jared wants to talk about how great Champ Bailey is.
Nah, we know who Champ Bailey is. Well, we've discussed Champ Bailey
before. Let's talk
about
a 49er for a second, because we all care about them. Hall of Famer Jerry Rice came out and said that no person in the NFL could cover me. No chance Revis, Sherman, or Peterson could cover me.
I agree.
Okay.
No chance?
No. Rice. He's the greatest of all time.
No chance.
If he wants to say that, you best believe it. It's Jerry Rice.
I'm over all of these retired receivers coming out and saying, this guy couldn't cover me and that guy couldn't cover me. Now, Jerry Rice happens to be the best one to come out and say that so far.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it.
But, dude, you had your moment of glory, bud. It's over
now. It was the best moment of glory.
So I know.
I think he's earned every right to
say
something like this.
Jerry Rice is the Michael Jordan of the NFL. He's the guy that he just is always going to say that he's better than everyone, and that's what he believes.
I don't have a problem with this because he has earned every right to say that.
You heard Michael Jordan call out Barack Obama in his golf game, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the interview with Ahmad Rashad, said that he would spank Obama, and Obama retorted that.
So right there you have three completely, I guess, unrelevant people. Ahmad Rashad is still around.
Well, you know, Obama is the president of the United States.
Yeah, sort
of. Well, I mean, by title.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go.
Okay. I'm glad you brought topics, Adam. That's always important toward the end.
I did. I brought lots of topics.
Those are good.
You guys each brought one, and you guys are like, I brought topics. I brought up like three. So there you go.
All right. I guess we have homework for next week.
Okay. Yeah, you do. Do better. All right. Well, with that, I think there's only one thing left to say. Hooray, beer.
Hooray, beer.
Hooray, football.
Go Broncos.
Hooray, football. That's what we're supposed to say. Get it right.
I did.
No, you didn't. You said go Broncos.
I said hooray, football first.
No, you didn't. You said hooray, beer.
Go Broncos.
Let's roll the tape back. Should we roll it back?
Can we end it with a poop sound?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Oh, what do you got
going
on there?
Is that coming?
You got some highlights?
Apparently.
You're funny, guys.
We're out.
All right.